الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. From the inception of this human being in this world, from the day the child is born, whether we realize it or not, each and every individual is engaged in a conflict and a battle. However, this is one conflict and battle that Allah has predetermined, that no human being is going to be successful. If it were possible in this particular battle to be successful, then, like the poet puts it succinctly, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا. That if any human being was going to be successful in the battle and conflict against time, if any human being was going to be granted perpetuity in this world, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah Ta'ala directly addresses His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran. We find this mode of expression is direct address. Innaka, verily you, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mayyit, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. Realize it or don't realize it, our most valuable asset which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and this is the one asset from the time of the introduction of the human being in this world, it is an asset that he is constantly losing. And that asset is the asset of time. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, drawing our attention to this reality that every one of us is in a conflict against time, he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, will you not observe? Will you not take heed? Will you not take lesson? إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, by this constant, inexorable, incessant, unstoppable motion of day and night, which the Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ. Day is being wrapped up by night, night is being wrapped up by day, day enters night, night enters day. And like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years of my and your life are slipping away. He says, observe this. What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ, every new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ, every distant thing, things which we thought is still a long time, things which we envisaged in the distant future. Child was born, already in the mind's eye, father is imagining the day I'll hand over the keys of my business to my son, the next generation. Or the day my daughter will get married. How quickly does the time, we use this expression, time is flying. And then, the bewafai, the disloyalty of this world, Allah Ta'ala has set a sequence so far as your introduction is concerned. It's the grandfather first, then it's the father, then it's the son. However, my respected brothers, when it comes to departure, there is no sequence. How often plans were made, but that same elderly father today is carrying the janazah of that young son on his back. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. And Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the crunch point of his advice, وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. With this movement of time, the absolute promise, every promise of Allah, and the absolute promise is going to be made into a stark reality. And the tragedy and the irony that is facing you and I is that this is one promise that every one of us is running from. Every one of us is in denial with. Every one of us, illa mashallah, one is, you ask a person, by maut is a reality, yes. Qiyamah is a reality, yes. But how are you living your life? Are you living your life like maut is a reality? Are you living your life like that qabr every day is calling out? Anabaytu dud, anabaytu dhulma, anabaytu al-wahda, anabaytu al-wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself, prepare yourself, prepare yourself. Are we living our lives as if mort is a reality? One hand is the acknowledgement. No one can deny it. It's a stark reality. It's there in front of us. Someone saw one janazah going. They asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that whose janazah is that? He said, my brother, that is your janazah. That janazah that is going is your janazah. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah. This incessant movement of time, the cycle of life, is taking us to a point. It's not meaningless. You and I are not breathing in and out meaninglessly. The day and night, day is for not following night, is meaningless. Allah Ta'ala asks us the question, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think we created all this with no purpose? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you are not coming back to Allah. Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimahullah, I saw one person. كَمَا تَعَلَيْكَ مِنْ عُمْرِكَ. He said, my brother, how old are you? This person said, سِتُونَ سَنَا. 60 years of age. So he let out a deep sigh of regret and he said, مُنْدُ سِتِينَ سَنَا. تَصِيرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكْ يُشِكُ أَنْ تَصِلْ. He said, my brother, for the last 60 years, you are on a journey. You don't think the destination is coming near? You don't think the cycle of life? Quran tells us. This word in Arabic for day is yawm. Every one of us is on a journey towards one day. And what is that day? Like I said, the Arabic word yawm. How many places in the Quran Allah speaks yawm? Yawm al-qiyamah, yawm al-nadamah, yawm al-hasra, yawm al-wail, yawm al-fawzan, yawm al-khusran, yawm al-jannah, yawm al-nar, yawm al-haqqa, yawm al-tamatul kubra, maliki yawm al-deen, thalika yawm al-mashhood, inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata. إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. More than 100 times in the Quran, Allah is calling out, there is a day, there is a day, there is a day that is coming. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, this incessant, unstoppable, inexorable motion of time, the cycle of life, is taking you and I to that day. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. There is a promised day, there is a promised time. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, الموت ليس منه الفوت. Mort, death, there's no escaping. I turned my head last minute and I got saved. Something happened, few seconds this way, few seconds that way, I got saved. I got saved from the clutches and the jaws of death. This is nadani. This is the arrogance and foolishness of insan to ever make such a statement. Nothing is accidental. Death, Allah has predetermined it. There is a set time, the time of your and my departure from this world. Hum dunya ke andar jeene ke liye nahi aaye. Haqeeqat yahi hai ki hum marne ke liye aaye. No one came to live in this world. No one came to live. My Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he describe this life? Ma li walid dunya, ma ana fid dunya illa karakib istadalla tahta shajara thumma raha fatarakaha. What is this life? He said, the pausing of a traveler. The pausing of a traveler underneath the shade of a tree. How many places in the Quran? Quran is haq. Wabil haqqi anzalna. Wabil haqqi nazal. Watammat kalimatu rabbika sidqan wa adala. La mubadila li kalimatih. La tabdila li kalimatillah. Innahu laqawlun fasl. Wama huwa bil hazal. Kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu. Thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. All these verses I recited, many more verses. One basic message: don't doubt one letter or one nukta of this Quran. This Quran is the absolute truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. You and I, we take qasam and oath. Why? Because half the time we are speaking lies. Half the time we are deceiving people. So to convince the person, you'll take a qasam and an oath. Listen, believe me, I take an oath. Allah doesn't need that. When Allah takes qasam and oath, it is Allah's mercy. It is Allah's shafaqa. It is Allah's compassion and kindness to draw our attention to the importance of something. How many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam and oath on time? والفجر, by the oath of the dawn, daybreak. والصبح إذا تنفس, by the oath of the daybreak, as it takes a breath. والليل إذا يسر, by the oath of the night, as it follows the day. والليل إذا يغشى, by the oath of the night, as its darkness envelops. والنهار إذا تجلى, by the oath of the day, as it lights up. Not والعصر, by the oath of time itself. Not only aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالدُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths hame jinjorne ke liye, hame agah karne ke liye, to shake us up, to wake us up. Allah out of His mercy is shaking you and I up. That by understand, not only is gold and silver and diamonds valuable, not only is rands and dollars valuable, not only is the amassing of worldly wealth valuable, the bagh door of dunya, your excess wealth, your gold, your silver, you can find a bank vault, you can find a safety deposit box. Excess wealth you want to hide from the receiver, put it underneath the mattress. But which bank vault, which safety deposit box are you going to use to lock up time? This tick, 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 tick of the clock. This inexorable incessant, unstoppable motion. The tragedy and the irony that is facing us is that time is that makhluk and that creation of Allah Ta'ala whose motion defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it moves forward. Ship moves forward. Aeroplane moves forward. Anything. You apply energy, it moves forward. The problem and the irony is you and I, illa mashallah, we think time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. Time is receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, the great sage of Islam, he describes it like this. He says, Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum. Mort and death has caught you by your forelocks, it's right in front of you. Wad dunya tutwa mi waraikum. And this dunya, this life, this time is being wrapped up behind you. Because we think we are gaining time, that is why today people celebrate. Celebrate the movement and the passage of time. The hallmarks by which time is acknowledged, its passage is realized, instead of being ibrat, instead of being a wake-up call, instead of being a reminder for us. Unfortunately, today we are celebrating. Why? Because generally, this is the rule and principle. When a nation is economically and scientifically and academically dominated by another nation, then more often than not, they tend to take their culture and their practices from the dominant nation. We may be, with the passage of time, current situation, perceived to be dominated economically or scientifically, but never lose sight of the fact that any era or age or period, whether it's the camel age, space age, rocket age, whether man may walk on the moon or Mars, no matter how far they may advance technologically or scientifically, this ummah has an imam. It has a role model, and his guide, his guidance, his example has to supersede everything else. My and your imam is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nowhere in his teachings do we find this celebration of New Year, celebration of anniversary. People are celebrating birthday. By what are you celebrating? You ask somebody, I'm throwing a party. Why are you throwing a party? I'm celebrating. Why are you celebrating? I lost $100,000. You tell me, why? You lost your marbles. You're celebrating. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'amal li nafsika qabla al mawti mujtahidan fa'innama al ribhu wal khusranu fil amali. نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتظي إذا تم العام فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى. He says, pagal, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. You have gained nothing. What has happened? 1 year has passed. You are gone 1 year closer to the qabr. You are gone 1 year closer to that day when you have to stand in Allah's court. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. Allah says, you think it is very far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We are telling you it is very, very near. Birthday is not a celebration. New Year is not a celebration. Anniversary is not a celebration. Allah's qasam, this is a wake-up call. You and I are breathing in and out. Allah put the system in place. What is this? An amanat. How many times a day you breathe in and out? Scientifically, they tell us, plus minus, average human being breathes in and out 20,000 times a day, subconsciously. You don't have to take my word for it. One day count. But don't just waste your time counting. Read Subhanallah each time. You are breathing in and out. Each human being takes in 8,000 liters of oxygen from the atmosphere every day. I read somewhere the other day, they said the 8th billion child was born. How they got to that figure, Allah knows best. But hypothetically, if you accept it, 8 billion human beings, 8,000 liters of oxygen average, each one is taking out. 56 billion liters of oxygen are being extracted from the atmosphere every day by the human population. Yet, the level of oxygen is still 21%. Where's the funnel? Where's the regulator? Where's the pipe? If it had to go up to 23%, the number of accidental fires will increase 700 times. Go up to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Allah has put into place a system. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. How many verses in the Quran? Allah is telling us everything in this heaven, everything in the earth is working for you. The light of the sun, energy from the sun, if it is divided into 200 million parts, a certain wavelength of light cuts through the ozone layer. It strikes what? It strikes these leaves. Plus minus 3 trillion trees on the surface of the earth. The leaf is green in color. Not in the sand, not in the water, not in the environment. Is there any indication of why that leaf turns green? It needs to be green. Why? It's carrying out a function. Inside each leaf, Allah has placed a chemical plant. Certain wavelength of light, certain wavelength of energy from the sun strikes the leaf. Process of photosynthesis takes place inside each leaf. What is that leaf doing? Producing the oxygen that you took out of the atmosphere. Within you, Allah has put a system in place. 50 billion tubes are transporting 7.5 to 10,000 liters of blood through your circulatory system, which is more than 4 times the length or the circumference of the earth. 90,000 kilometer long circulatory system Allah has placed in you. Blood is moving up and down. Where then being carried to the lungs. Normal human being, 2 lungs, right hand side, left hand side. Right hand side a little bit bigger than the left side. The weight of the lung, average 1.3 kilograms. Yet, 300 to 500 million air cells, air sacs. If that lung had to be opened up of one human being, it will form a distance of 2,400 kilometers. Where did this intelligence come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen. Did your father tell you, grandfather? Did that fool Darwin, who lived from 1809 to 1883, when they took Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of the equation, then they arrived at the scientific conclusion that my great-grandfather was a monkey. One cell randomly split into 2 and 2 split into 4. And the proportion and perfection of this insan came into existence randomly by accident. That type of foolishness is purported to be scientific technological advancement. What is this? This is the arrogance of humanity when they took Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of the equation. Such a complex system Allah put into place. Allah calls out, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Is this without a meaning? This entire system we put into place, that all the wealth of the world cannot replicate. You're breathing in and out. Each time you are breathing in and out, that that sigh, that breath is calling out, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Inna lihadha al-khalqi khaliq. Inna lihadha al-khalqi khaliq. Many would be wondering, what's the point of this whole lecture about time, New Year? Many of us, like I said, maghloob mentality, overpowered mentality. Many of us even fail to realize our new year is not December 31st. And we don't behave like pagal, mad people when that clock hits midnight on the 31st. That israf and extravagance, sharab and zina on a mind-boggling scale. Why we are welcoming in the new year. My and your new year is Muharram. 1446, we don't celebrate Muharram. Muharram is a reminder for us. Muharram is a wake-up call for us. 29th of Zulhijjah, 1st of Muharram, that personality that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His shahadat occurs on that day. 10th of Muharram, we are reminded the qurbani and sacrifice of Ali Rasul, Ahle Bayt, pure, pure, direct descendants of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our new year is welcomed with what? With qurbani, with sacrifice. Our new year is a wake-up call, a reminder. Big financial houses, businesses, what they do, end of the year, they do a financial audit. What was achieved last year? What's the plans for the new year? An audit that's going to take place for you and I. And how did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describe it? He said, لا تزول قدم عبد. He said, the foot of no man will move. A day is coming. The foot of no man will move. حتى يسأل عن أربعة. Until Allah does your audit. Mine your audit. عن عمره فيما أفنى. عن شبابه فيما أبلى. How was your youth spent? How was the life spent? This time that we gave you. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Allah says, every second, every moment, every action, my messengers are with you. They are writing it down. Audit is taking place. Ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every utterance, each time you open your mouth. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when he makes tafsir of this, ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid, he says, yuktab ma qalahu ibn Adam. Everything that you are uttering is being written down. Hatta qawlu ra'aytu wa dhahabtu wa ji'tu wa dakhaltu wa jalastu. Even when you said, I sat, I walked, I talked, I entered, I left, all that is being written down. And on that day, what will the reaction be? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. What type of a book is this? Nothing has been left out. Small, insignificant, large. Everything recorded. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Like businesses take a financial audit, a day is coming when an audit of this life will be taken. New year, this is a time to reflect. My salah of the last year. At the time of Fajr, where was I? My relationship with Allah, how was it? My zikr of Allah, my tilawat of Quran, my qurbani and sacrifice for deen. How much longer is going to be financial plans? How much longer is going to be expansion? Sab ko chhod dena hai bhai. Everything has to be left behind. Whatever we will amass of this world, by the qasam of my Allah, when that inevitable death comes, it is zero. It's going to be left behind. You are going to carry taqwa. You are going to carry amal. You are going to carry your conduct with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muharram is a wake-up call for that. Muharram is a reminder for that. Time has terminated. I'm running out of time. But Allah's mercy, and on this I will terminate. We find that it is the culture of certain other nations. What they do, they make New Year resolutions. We don't make resolutions. But take the audit. Look at the past and plan for the future. Understand, time is slipping away. Let it not be too late that we regret. We are given one beautiful nuskha, one beautiful prescription on this hadith, and I will terminate. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ حَافِظِينَ إِلَّا. He says, every day, يَرْفَعَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Allah's accountants that are recording, they make a journey at the beginning of each day, and at the end of each day, they go back to Allah. With your sahifa, what you did that whole day. This hadith teaches us one important lesson. end on a good note and start on a good note. If Allah Ta'ala, when these accountants, angels come to Allah Ta'ala, فَيُرَى فِي أَوَّلِهَا خَيْرًا وَفِي آخِرِهَا خَيْرًا, and my Allah sees that you started on a good note and you ended on a good note, then Allah Ta'ala says to his malaika, Ya malaikati, Oh my angels, Allah says to them, Inni ushidukum anni qad ghafartu li abdi ma bayna tarfayha. I make you a witness. He started on a good note, he ended on a good note. Everything in between, I have forgiven him for what has occurred. So this is our resolution. This is our wake-up call. This is our reminder. Example, our ishtima is coming. Let us start on this positive note. 9th, 10th, 11th of August, our ishtima in Newcastle. Everyone make this niyat, inshallah. Attend the ishtima. Change the direction of our life. Allah has given us a new year. Allah has given us another extension. Allah has given us another blessing and another chance that every one of those graves in that Qabristan that we pass daily who don't have. They would throw billions if they had it to get this chance that Allah is giving you and I. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa khidmah.